Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. Whether it's on the radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, or streaming live on YouTube. Hello to the YouTube folks. We're all excited to hear Fritz at 6 tonight, hear Jack battle through. It's a flu game performance today.
This guy calls in and he goes, yo, do you tell Ike, go in there and punch him in the chest and knock that phlegm out of this soft stuff. I'm like, are you serious? Like, shut up.
Have you tried that?
Yeah. Is that how you get rid of a stupid little, I'm not complaining. It's just annoying.
Well,
there's no complaining.
Well, Twitter question.
You want me to call Mayaka?
Let's go. Let's go, Mayock. Another round. 4 o'clock, Mayock. We'll do it every day. The top five of five is brought to you by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi. Beautiful five.
So there's been a couple pieces of audio the last couple of days that I want to talk about on the show because I think they're funny, but also like, what are we doing here? And usually
you didn't have a spot for it. Meaning.
Yeah, I didn't have a good spot for it, so I figured we'd lump it all together.
You lump it all together.
Lump it all together.
Yeah,
in one big old top five.
Who's producing you tonight?
Buzz.
Oh, then you're good.
Yeah, it's actually the right producer to have.
Yeah, just let him roll.
Yeah,
let
you
him
do
roll.
The show. We might just switch spots.
Yeah, stop talking at 6:07. He'll get you all the way up till 20. No problems at all. Yep.
Yeah. So the five funniest pieces of audio I've seen in the last day. Starting at number five. Yeah. Starting to get a little turned off by J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I mean, he's trying a little too hard, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, he's a winner.
And now apparently... He has an alter ego. Here is J.J. McCarthy talking about it.
We see the intensity that like you carry yourself with on the field. Do you go to a different place in your mind like on game day?
I feel like I do. Yeah, there's definitely a level of a switch that gets flipped. You know, for me, it's, you know, that I call him nine. Nine comes out, and I got to understand, like, okay, he can't be at his peak performance throughout 3.5 hours. So how do I find little ways, you know, on the sideline, you know, get back to my breath, get back to my visualization that could kind of maintain that intense, you know, competitive stamina throughout the whole game? But, yeah, it's just, you know, the pure will, determination to get the job done.
Oh, nine.
Nine. Back to being nine.
Yeah. Nine. You know
what?
You know, flips the switch and turns into nine.
You know who? He's got a little to him.
Baker?
No.
Russell Wilson.
Nah,
that's something that Russell Wilson would say.
But his teammates seem to like him so far.
So far.
Don't forget, they liked Russ.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
That's a little corny.
Yeah. When they start losing, he's like, I'm still 9.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Because he stinks. Like, I don't care that he beat the Lions last week. He's a knockoff Jalen. Like, that's what he is.
You think he stinks? What do you think, Ike?
I don't think he stinks. I just don't think he's good.
Okay. Just a guy.
Yeah.
Just a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I felt the same thing in college, too, right?
Well, isn't it a little weird? So Kevin O'Connell.
He is a Wolverine. Yes, he is.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell, quarterback whisperer or whatever, said, you know, revived Sam Darnold's career. Mm-hmm. He has seen, you know, Daniel Jones went there last year, I think in part because of Kevin O'Connell. Mm-hmm. I wonder when he sees somebody like JJ, because that's a Kevin O'Connell
that's
selection, right?
Yep.
When he sees somebody like a J.J. McCarthy in college, who, from a tools standpoint, not really the same as some other guys.
And he doesn't overwhelm you with his physical traits.
No. Does Kevin O'Connell think to himself, I'm such a good coach, that guy has everything else, I can make him a good quarterback?
Yeah.
Or does he see something that everybody else isn't seeing?
No, I think you nailed it. I think he believes there are a lot of good quality traits that J.J. McCarthy possesses. And he's like, you know what? I can refine him. I can coach him up. And we can turn him into an NFL quarterback. There's other things there, intangibles that I love about him. The winning aspect, the whole ability to, his teammates seem to sort of gravitate towards him, right? So you find out those things behind the scenes when you're doing the interviews. And,
yeah.
You're trying to find out, because remember, they took him and they could have taken either Bo Nix or Michael Penix.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So when they interviewed all those guys, that was the guy he liked.
My tinfoil theory is he took him to entice Jim Harbaugh to trade him Herbert for J.J. McCarthy.
What?
You like that theory?
No. I know. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But why would the Chargers aren't going to let Jim Harbaugh come in there and trade Justin Herbert?
Just because he's a Michigan guy?
Yes. Yeah, we won an Natty with him.
Because he won the national championship.
And they're playing 4D chess and saying, well, I'll get Herbert in Minnesota.
Hmm.
Would love to see it. Anyway.
Yeah.
You put Herbert with that.
Yeah.
He'll
get to the playoffs and lose again.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I already made my prediction.
Yeah.
He's the 2030s version of Stafford. That's Justin Herbert.
Oh, so when he's 35, he'll win a Super Bowl?
Well, he gets out of there.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. The fourth funniest piece of audio I've seen in the last day is the New Heights podcast, Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce. Jason told a great story about the time that Jalen Phillips actually trash-talked him.
There's something about a good insult where it's like you can't even like get mad at it. It's just great.
You got to tell the one, man.
Which one? I got a bunch.
You
got
to tell the Miami joint practice one.
Dude, Wilkins was talking trash just in the practice. He was talking trash, and then I started yapping at him, which pretty big party foul by me because I wasn't able to practice.
You were practicing, yeah.
So I'm over here yelling, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Jalen Phillips says, "Shut up, eyebrows. You ain't even practicing." And I was like, dude, this motherfucker just called me eyebrows? Like, I can't even come back from that.
Well, I mean, Jason Kelce does have distinctive eyebrows.
Big eyebrows.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's like the thing that brought
up. Happy birthday to the GOAT.
Ah.
Jason Kelce's birthday.
Oh, really? Happy birthday, Jason.
He's 37?
Seven, I believe, right?
37?
36 or 37.
If Jerkins misses the rest of the year?
No.
You trying to get Jason to come back?
Nah, he's too skinny now.
Yeah. I was gonna say he had to put on 40 pounds.
No, also, he's living a pretty good life right now.
No, that's what the kid is for.
Oh,
that's right.
Willie Lampkin. It's a great football name.
Yeah,
Willie Lampkin.
5'10".
Bigger guy though.
Yeah, 5'10"'s really small.
5'10", 279. The guy'd be a legend here.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
make him the fullback.
Yep.
Think of the fullback. Third funniest piece of audio. We love a good sports radio rant, right? We all, as sports radio fans.
Of
course.
I would say a Mount Rushmore of sports radio ranters is Chris Mad Dog Russo.
Oh
yeah, of course, yes.
GOAT.
And he's the GOAT of it.
And he took down Joe Davis. Here is Mad Dog.
I got Joe Davis shaking everybody's hand. Give me a freak. Yo, I'm shaking freaking Ohtani's hand, and he's freaking wacky, getting rings. He's the announcer for the World Series. You think Kirk Gowdy was getting any of this nonsense? You think Gary Sciola was doing a parade in 82 with the Cardinals? Oh, my God. And he's got the trophy right there. God, if you're a Blue Jay fan, you're vomiting right now. That is bad. I don't care what you say. That is, you could say I'm being hard. That's ridiculous, Chris. What's the big deal? He does the games. Nonsense. He's the voice of the World Series. He's supposed to be right down the middle. Obviously, he's rooting his ass off for the Dodgers in the World Series. And everybody who I spoke to hated the idea. They sensed he was rooting for the Dodgers throughout the World Series. And his call at the end was ridiculous. You got to be a champion and knock the, whatever he said about knocking a defending champion out. And then he's waxing poetic about Kershaw at the end of the game that nobody in America cared about.
Dude. So this is about Joe Davis, who was introducing the Dodgers at the parade. Mm-hmm. You know. And how he called the World Series, but he's the voice of the Dodgers.
Yeah. That's a,
I like it. It's a good rant.
Yeah, but that's a tough one. He's the voice of the Dodgers.
Yes.
Like, yeah, why is he calling the World Series?
Could you imagine if T-Mac was calling the World Series with the Phillies in it?
Dude, the amount of, well, imagine if he was, yeah, and he was like rooting for the, or not rooting, but got a little
but
excited.
You could
for
tell
clearly he's rooting for yeah. them. Yes, he's clearly more well, excited, yes, and when the Dodgers do something.
Play-by-play guys, this is not a journalist here. Like, those people are rooting for the team that they're calling. That yes. That is why we love our – it's really why when we're watching a national broadcast, we think that they hate us because we're so used to our announcers yep. rooting for the team.
Yep.
I don't know how Joe Davis could call that neutrally. You know, I
There's
think –
there's no way he could call it neutrally.
No. And leave
and then
it,
he's excited at the parade.
And leave it to Mad Dog to be mad about it. First of all, Mad Dog is a baseballsman, so of course he would be mad about that. And Mad Dog, total goat. I was up there for 3 years. I only got a chance to meet Mad Dog at the Radio Hall of Fame, and I was pretty excited to meet Mad Dog. Never met Francesa, but met Mad Dog. And we had his son, Colin, did a couple of shows for us on WFAN.
With Sonny Garden?
With Sonny. Yes, yeah. With Sonny. Yep.
The second funniest piece of audio in the last day is from Romeo Dobbs, who I don't know what he thinks happened to Tucker Kraft.
Romeo Dobbs, wide receiver on the Packers.
Packers, talking about Tucker Kraft's injury, and just listen to the wording in which he describes the this whole situation.
Wouldn't wish that, you know, just on, you know, one of our captains or even just your worst enemy. I don't wish that on any man, and, you know, Tucker is in a better place, but again, you just gotta...
What?
Next question, please.
Yeah, he got lost in his thoughts.
Yes.
He realized when he said Tucker's in a better place, like, hold on, that sounds like he's dead.
Yes. I wouldn't wish that on any man.
Yeah, like, what is he talking about? The torn ACL.
Yeah.
It's once a week in the NFL.
Yeah.
And somebody's tearing an ACL every week.
And, you know, you don't want that to happen to your teammate, but he's in a better place.
Yeah, I don't think he's in a better place. I think he'd rather be playing.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't going through a lifelong sickness.
Yes.
You know?
He got lost in his thoughts.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the hell. He was like, hold on, did I just say that?
And then he hit him with the next question.
Yeah, that's why he's like, get out of here.
Get me out of this.
He's in a better place.
He's in what? A better place. But the funniest piece of audio of the last day comes from Bill O'Brien, obviously former Penn State coach, former Patriots coach, pretty much a hothead.
Yep.
But he's coaching Boston College now, 1-8 on the year.
Home of the Fighting Mayocks.
Home of the Fighting Spike Asking Mike Mayocks. Yes.
Now
yes.
Don't question Bill O'Brien because he knows what he's doing.
That's exactly
he'll,
right.
He'll be fine eventually.
So I love this freak out from Bill O'Brien.
Coach, wondering, do you have a message for the fans? Obviously losing to Notre Dame Catholic school rival, 1-8 now in the season BC. I've heard from a lot of fans. They're just really
down. I'm really glad. You know, I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. you know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up, like, once a month or something like that. You come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Okay. Nobody here's down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our asses off against SMU. You can go out there in your dark, clouded world or whatever it is and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting. That's my message to the fans. What's up, Trevor?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How you doing?
Wow. What's up, Trevor?
Yeah, I wouldn't want the next question.
No.
Oh, the legendary tough BC, BC yes. Beat?
Yeah, but Bill O'Brien is a hot hit.
Listen, is he?
Yeah, he's a hot hit.
Okay.
There's been one coach that yelled at Tom Brady that wasn't Bill Belichick.
And
that
was Bill O'Brien.
Yes. Yes, they literally got into it on the sidelines. That was a little much, Bill O'Brien. It's a fair question.
If you're 1-8.
Autumn Reporters really is asking you to give a message to the fans.
We're still working hard.
Yeah, that's all you really had to do.
Yeah. You're dark clouds. We're in here fighting.
You come around here once a month.
Yeah.
With your down questions.
Sounds like Mayock talking about Spike.
It's a good point.
Those reporters
needed Ike to get in there and ask Bill O'Brien about the next game.
Yeah, so Coach, what do you think about taking on Maryland next week?
Yeah. So, how's the team? Hit them up with a Glenn? Hit them up with the Mac now?
Well, you know they're bad. They actually lost to us.
Really?
Early in the year, yeah. Boston College.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. There have been some baseball manager freakouts, but the coach, the NFL, the football coach freakouts are the best ones.
Right, those.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
They're wound so tight.
Yeah, like Dennis Green's still the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the basketball has some good ones, too. Like, they don't have, like, Pop used to always go off about something.
Well, his pop's always yelling about politics.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, Steve Kerr's taking that mantle. Yeah, he really has. I'm a political commentator, Steve Kerr. I'm sure you're a smart person with ideas. Why don't you tell us about Kuminga? You know,
Doc doesn't really rant. Like he isn't getting, but he just like says it in a snarky tone.
Doc Rivers. Yeah, he belittles people.
I'm gonna say it slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah,
that was a classic year that year.
Oh yeah,
it was the best.
He was on one every time he stepped in front of that microphone.
Well, he wasn't. You know, I'm sure he.
I've been around a long time. Trust that.
He loves talking about the worst thing the NBA could have ever done was name him one of the 10 best coaches of all time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, first of all, here's something very clear. He is not one of the 10 best coaches of all time. He's not. Yeah. It was stupid to put him there. And for some reason, there's a lot of the NBA community that thinks Doc Rivers is a joke and a bad coach within the NFL or the NBA community. Mm-hmm. Like, for some reason, he is put on a pedestal by some. He won one championship with a team that was absolutely loaded. Yep. That they should have won more than one championship.
Yeah.
He's blown, but then I know you have to have a 3-1 lead to blow it, but he's blown more 3-1 leads than anybody else. I think he probably had a tough media when he was in Boston, but then he got to LA. And nobody gives two dams about the Clippers. Right. And he got used to, you know, canceling practices so he can play golf, a media that doesn't care, a public that doesn't care. And he got here, and he didn't want any of this anymore. Yeah. You know, he wasn't used to the way that media was.
He couldn't handle it.
No. Now he's in Milwaukee. I'm sure they're nice to him in Milwaukee. Nobody cares in Milwaukee. Right? He's still the coach of the Bucks,
yep,
right?
He's still there.
Yeah. He was making fun of Toronto the other day before the game.
Was he? What did he say?
He's like, you guys over it? About losing the World Series.
Oh, that's a good line, though. He was talking to the media, right?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce, try again. You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Oh, good afternoon.
What's up? I want to make my squirrel noise when you call, but I don't know what a squirrel noise is.
Oh my God! Well, I don't even know. Hey, look, I can do some imitations, but yeah, you might have to Google or go on YouTube and figure that one out.
Yeah, what a squirrel noise is. Yep.
No, great discussion on the Phillies. You know, I was really on your perspective of going for a long term rebuild, but you know, Ike brought up some good points, and I said, well, you know what? Let me think this through because there's some
think it through.
Yeah, there's some perspectives on both sides for that argument. And so really my position is that when you look at the Phillies as a team, they can walk and chew gum at the same time. And what I mean by that is that they have enough talent on the pitching side to where they can still go for a title and get younger at the same time. But they have to do certain things, right, in order to do that. Now, Ike said something about keeping, Schwarber. What? I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know if we want to keep Schwarber. I'm kind of on the fence with that because the way I look at it is their performance in the playoffs. What has kept us from not going to the title and getting the title? And it has been inconsistent hitting from the main three, and Schwarber has been one of them. But when you look at the totality, this is the reason why you want to keep Realmuto because he's been better in the playoffs. Bone, to an extent, I'm okay with keeping him, but I think Sosa would be fine because he's a better, and we better resign Bader. We got to keep him because he's a representation of where the Phillies can move forward. Because I tell you, if he was in the playoffs and he was playing center field, We would have beat the Dodgers because the thing I'm trying to say is that I think that we can go for it because we can reload and make the right moves and bring in one or two players, especially in the bullpen because nobody talks about the bullpen. This is the bullpen was what lost the game, both of those LA games, and that's where they need to focus at. If we tighten up the bullpen. Make one or two moves on, you know, as far as hitters, you know what, we're back in the title because the bullpen was what messed us up against L.A. And I think that's the way to go. And we can still get younger at the same time and be okay with the long term.
Well, I think ultimately, and Bruce, do you have something that you're oddly obsessive about?
Yeah, well, somebody said something about strippers already, so I'm not going to even go there.
Okay.
but I'm gonna go with money and financing. I'm a geek when it comes to investing. I built a portfolio by myself that's bought back 11%+ over 7 years, and I love talking and educating people about money and investing and getting themselves together. So that's my thing. That's my obsession.
All right, Furry Bruce.
Okay.
Yeah, those wolf costumes are expensive, you know. I think what they're going to try to do is what Furry Bruce said. I think they're going to try to do a little of both. I think they're going to re-sign Schwarber, re-sign JT, and that'll be it.
Bader.
That would be my guess. Yeah. Well, Bader, you gotta pay somebody to play that position. You know, they paid Kepler $10 million. So if Max Kepler is worth $10 million, then Harrison Bader is worth 12.
Well, if they re-sign Bader, JT, and Schwarber, I'm in. They already have the third best odds to win the World Series next year. Well, I'm just saying they do. And last year they had the second best odds, and I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
And then they go out and win the second most games in baseball, even though they lost some major contributors.
I think the interesting thing will be they were able to, from a team perspective, from a, what's the word I'm looking for? From like a culture and a mindset perspective, able to reset after that Met series and have a really good year last year. Mm-hmm. If they don't really change anything, I wonder what that clubhouse is like next year, you know, with the same exact team. Because we can say there are a lot of
Bader for 4 years is great energy.
Yes, I agree.
That is good energy.
I agree. And Castellanos being out of there, most likely.
And the kids should bring energy.
Yeah. And you got the young guys that'll come up. I didn't mean to cut you off. When do you think no Miller at the beginning of the season? No.
Crawford will be the opening day left fielder.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Painter will be in the rotation.
Hopefully.
Should be in the rotation.
There are a lot of teams that go back to the playoffs over and over and over again without winning. But the Phillies The Phillies are trying to do it with more of the same players than that has happened with historically. Mm-hmm. Most times, there's more changes than have happened with the Phillies, especially if they're bringing back Schwarber and bringing back JT and all that sort of stuff. So we will talk to Elliot Shore Parks in a moment about what happened at practice and
Bowman a contract year.
Oh, contract year, Bomer.
Come on,
everyone's talking about it.
Might hit 16 home.
Yeah, he might mess around.
All right, we'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks in a minute about what happened at practice. But AJ Brown did speak. Here, do we have that, Jack? Here is the A.J. Brown talking after practice today.
So what have these last 2 weeks been like for you? I feel like there's been a lot going on between the injury, you know, some trade speculation, or at least talk about it. Just what's it been like for you the past 2 weeks?
Out in the front and out in the back of my yard, you know, playing football with my son. That's it.
Did you ever feel like there was a chance you would be traded?
I don't know. You know, I think, you know, it's the nature of the business. But like I said, my focus was be present with my family, my kids, and get healthy.
Speaking of getting healthy, how are you feeling? Do you think you're trending the right direction for Monday?
I'm playing. I'm good to go.
Is this the place you want to be?
Yeah, well, has I said anything to not be here or something like
that? Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd be? I got to give Elliot question. Give credit. Did you ever think you'd be traded? Did you think you could be traded? Was a ballsy little question from Elliot there. Have to give Elliot credit.
He had to throw a little on that.
What
he said? Ballsy little question. You know, he's got to couch it. Yeah.
Little ballsy question. Yeah, there you go. So we will talk to Elliot next. That was... He didn't say no.
Yeah.
All right.
He didn't sound all that happy either.
No,
so,
he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, do you want to be
here? He might be annoyed with the questions.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like... When you ask... do you want to be here? And he goes, well, have I said anything to the contrary? Can you imagine you're in an argument with in a relationship, and you go, do you even want to be with me? And they go, well, have I said anything different? Instead of yes. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll talk to Elliot next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Yeah. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This segment presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We will get to Elliot in 1 second. Just wanted to play you just for context before we talk to Elliot. A.J. Brown did practice today. You know, he had the hamstring before the bye, but he practiced today. He was in the locker room after practice, and he did answer some questions about the trade rumors and such, and here is what he had to say.
So what have these last 2 weeks been like for you? I feel like there's been a lot going on between the injury, some trade speculation, or at least talk about it. Just what's it been like for you the past 2 weeks?
Out in the front and out in the back of my yard, you know, playing football with my son. You know, that's it.
Did you ever feel like there was a chance you would be traded?
I don't know. You know, I think, you know, it's the nature of the business. But like I said, my focus was be present with my family, my kids, and, you know, and get healthy.
How, speaking of getting healthy, how are you feeling? Do you think you're trending the right direction for Monday?
I'm playing. I'm good to go.
Is this a place you want to be?
Yeah, well, has I said anything to not be here or something like that?
Yeah.
Was that Devontae? Did somebody in the background say, why wouldn't you want to be here?
Yeah, Devontae is right next to him.
Was Elliot Shore Parks joins us now. Elliot, was that Devontae that said that in the background?
Yes, that was Devontae. Devontae hopped in, as you can kind of hear there, you know, kind of smiling and said that. Yeah, so that was Devontae.
Well, here is Elliot Shore Parks, who was at practice. Elliot, just before we get to the AJ thing, AJ did practice fully. Saquon, was the injury note, Saquon practiced fully, I assume, as well?
So I don't believe the full injury report is out yet. I've been in the locker room, so it's possible it was tweeted out and I didn't see it. But, yeah, I thought overall it was a good health day. The only concern would be Cam Jurgens wasn't out there. Didn't see him in the locker room, so normally not a good sign when you miss Wednesday. But other than that, I mean, they were pretty healthy. Yeah, Saquon, AJ, Nolan Smith, Brandon Graham, like everyone else was out there.
So, you know, we had our quick takeaways after hearing AJ. What was yours after speaking to him? And we did give you credit, and I continue to give you credit, asking him specifically about the trade rumors and if he thought he'd be traded. Good question. Eagles Insider of the Year points. But what was your takeaway after speaking to him?
So I definitely thought he was in a good, like in good spirits. I think there's been times this year where he's spoken and you can tell he's not in a good mood. Earlier in the year when he had the press conference after he had the first tweet after Tampa and he talked, I didn't think he seemed in the best of spirits today. Like it definitely had a feeling between him and Devontae of like laughing about it all, if that makes sense. Like, you know, about like the trade rumors, about the media scrum around his locker. As you can hear, Devontae hopped in there. So I thought AJ seemed in much better spirits than the last few times he's talked. He was smiling. He was joking. So I thought that for sure, like mood-wise, he seemed in a really good space. I do think his answers, you know, will not kind of completely quiet the speculation about the trades and stuff. Like he played into it a little bit. You know, you heard him there saying, I don't know. At one point later on, he was asked essentially like, you know, like what's it been like, you know, kind of what's it been like for you with all the speculation? Like, did you think about it? And he said something like, you know, it was one of those things where if it happens, it happens. So he definitely did not do like, I wasn't getting traded. I knew I wasn't getting traded. All this was crazy. He kind of just did what he normally does when asked about this stuff and says, it's not up to me. It's a business. But outside of that, like he pushed back a little bit on questions about the offense. He didn't really want to get into any specifics about it. He was asked about the tweet or the Instagram post that was like, you're using me, but not using me. He didn't want to talk about that. So he didn't really like say much, but I think his mood was a positive one.
I don't even know where to go with this.
Yeah.
With this anymore with AJ. I'll just tell you, I would have liked to hear more of a, listen, I'm back. I'm healthy. I'm looking forward to the second half of the season and getting out here and, you know, trying to win a championship, winning football games, that type of stuff. Even if he didn't want to answer the trade stuff, and I can understand why he would be annoyed with all that type of stuff. But I guess I was looking forward. I guess I was looking more for him being excited about what's ahead for them. Like they have a chance to go defend this championship and win another Super Bowl and, you know, won two games in a row, and they're gonna be playing Green Bay on Monday night. If he would have like deflected away from the trade speculation and all that and just been like, man, listen, I'm back. I'm excited to get back out here on the field with my guys and go win football games. I would have been happy with that. But that's just me.
Well, what's interesting, because I agree. But what's interesting is that's kind of the vibe he was giving off. He just didn't really say those things. Like, I do think him and Devontae joking about it is noteworthy. The fact Devontae kind of chimed in, like, why wouldn't he want to be here? I agree. He probably could have, you know, answered the trade questions in a way that completely shot them down, as opposed to just being like, hey, if, you know, if it happens, it happens. Like, that's probably not what people wanted to hear. But just having been at every AJ, like, press conference since he's been here, you know, normally you can tell when he's, like, not in a good mood. I thought today it almost felt a little bit like a weight off of his shoulder in a way, like he was trying just to move on from all this.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I took one thing away from it, and that was the trade stuff was real. I just, like, that's all. I mean, how he got asked directly, and I keep going back to this, how he got asked directly if he had any conversations about A.J. Brown. What he didn't say is no. AJ got asked, and the way I would frame this is that if they asked him, did you take calls, did you talk about trading Jalen Hurts, he would have said no, mm-hmm. right? So, and the same thing with AJ here. And look, it is what it is. I think there was an unlikely but possible chance, however small the possibility, an unlikely but possible chance they would trade him. He was aware of that. He was probably not too broken up that it would happen. But now it's over. And I think there is a possibility, too. There is a weight off his shoulders. Okay, we'll just deal with this in the offseason. And my hope is he just goes through this season and it sort of is what it is. Play your best, do your best, and then confront the offseason when you confront it. And the best thing that he can do is really, like, just don't egg this on with social media. And when people ask you, give short answers, you know, like do what Brian Westbrook. Brian Westbrook didn't like answering mm-hmm. questions. Just be a guy that doesn't seem like he likes answering questions. Have a good time, you know, hang out with the people that you like and see what the offseason
brings. Well, it's the cryptic tweets that yes. leave people out there wondering where he's at as far as being happy, whether it's with the offense, whether it's with the play call, whatever it may be. Like, if those things don't happen, we go about our business, right? Like, we go about our business covering the Eagles. It doesn't become an AJ topic until the was it the Tampa game? Which
it was
a game
Tampa.
Earlier.
It was
it the Tampa game?
It was Tampa.
Yeah. The Tampa game, and then we had the one after the Minnesota game,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Those are the only times we really discussed AJ, because he tweeted something, and yeah. we're like, hold on. This don't seem like this is a good thing.
Right.
This is a bad thing.
I'll also say, like, I thought today, and look, this could happen again, so I'm not saying, you know, it's all past them, because mm-hmm. who knows? But I did think today was a chance where if he wanted to cause a fuss and, like, make this more of a thing, he could have done it today. Like, he could have not talked. He could have, you know, I thought been more dismissive of some of the questions. So I do think to kind of what you said, Spike, like, I think now it's a we'll figure it out in the off season type of thing. Like, they're past the deadline. AJ was in good spirits. Could he post again? Certainly, he definitely could. Who knows? But I thought today his whole feeling was of, like, they're moving on from all that. And we'll see
at
if they can actually do it.
Yeah.
Well, exactly, right? But I like, it could have been worse today, I guess, is kind of what I'm saying. Like, he had a lot of power today to make this a story again. And he elected instead, to the best of his abilities, because he's been asked about trade stuff in the past, like in years ago, and he answered them relatively the same way. So that's kind of how he's always answered the possibility of him being traded. I'm sure they wish he would not handle it that way, but that's kind of how he's always answered it.
And then last thing, Elliot, it seemed like I just saw a quick clip of Jalen Phillips. Boy, is he happy to be here. He might be the most happy to be here Eagle in Eagles history.
Yeah, so I feel like normally when players come here and they talk about how happy they are, it's like, all right, of course, what are you going to say? But I've covered a lot of Eagles players who have been traded here. I've never once heard them say, it's literally the best thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. So he was obviously, I think, after being
that's what happens when you play for the Dolphins, yeah.
I was about to say, yeah, I think he can even only one day feel the difference between playing and between the two franchises. But, you know, just quickly, I would say being around him today, you can tell, like, how he brought this up when they traded for him. Like, he's a Walter Payton Man of the Year. They view him as a good locker room guy. So he has to stay healthy. All those things matter more. But I do think they probably view him as a potential long-term player here and not just a rental because of, like, the person as opposed to just the player.
Yeah, we heard the same thing. When we briefly talked to Mike Mayock about Jalen Phillips before he accosted me, he said the same thing about him as a guy, you know, because he said he had interviewed him and he had done a lot of you know, study on him when he came out of the draft and said the same thing, that, you know, that he impressed him as a person.
The, the last thing, just quickly, because I did talk to Jair Alexander as well. He did say he's healthy. He's good to go. He said he didn't. The reason he played in Baltimore was not health related. They just wanted to play other guys. So physically, he feels like he is ready to go. We'll see if he can be. But, you know, he said he's in Baltimore. He did not play. It was not a health thing. He feels
this
healthy.
Is really.
Oh, right. John Ritchie directly tied to Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Great job today, Elliot, asking the questions that everyone wants to know.
Like a little pit bull in
yeah.
there.
Now, who was the one? Because I liked it, the exchange. It goes, do you want to be here? And he's like, yeah. And the guy's like, okay. Who was that?
It was Bob Brookover of NJ.com.
A veteran.
Yeah, a vet.
True veteran of the game.
Yeah. All right, Elliot. Great job, as always.
Yep, good stuff. Talk to you guys then.
All right. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, of course, with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Excuse me. The Twitter question, how should the Phillies approach this offseason, push all their chips in for next year to compete with the Dodgers, or take a step back and think about building for the next 5 years? It ends at 65-35 in favor of pushing all their chips in.
I like it.
Yeah, I have to imagine on some level for AJ, the trade deadline being over is nice. That it's settled one way or the other, you know. 215-592-9494. Justin, Tennessee. Wow. How you feeling, brother?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Justin, what's up, brother?
Oh, man, I'm finding frog hair split three ways. It's Thursday. I ain't got to work tomorrow.
Frogs don't have hair. Frogs don't have hair.
You don't bet? You don't bet. Bet you right
I like
now.
The way he said
anyway.
You don't bet.
Home bet?
You don't bet.
You don't bet. Not do you want to bet. But yep. Down here we say you don't bet.
Anyway. Where's the hair?
We'll discuss that at a later time.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Whoa.
Let's get down to business at hand, what I called for.
Okay.
Spike, you seem like kind of a type that don't sit down while you're doing the job. I've heard James and others say when they're there in studio, they stand most of the time, right?
Yeah, others call him a contrarian, but...
Yeah, I do stand most of the time, yes.
That's a good thing, because I tell you what, Mike Mayock tan your honey today, son. He whooped you from pillar to post. You probably could have sat down if you wanted to today.
But he didn't. He didn't.
He didn't. He wore you slap out.
He didn't. You shut up, you southern MF. Yeah, he didn't whip me.
Wow.
You might agree with him, but all he kept saying was that Howie deserves the benefit of the doubt. He wouldn't say he did a good job. He said, you don't know. Blah, 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 blah.
I never thought I'd be able to get to you like that. That tickles me to death, but I did. But he tanned your hide, man.
No,
you didn't know.
He did.
From a hole in the ground, time he got done with you.
No.
Anyway, that was kind of uncomfortable, but it was good, and I really appreciate Mike Mayock a whole hell of a lot more than that Lombardi guy, because that Lombardi guy was bad, man.
Loser.
I was praying y'all get Mayock back, but. Anyway, I just had to go and get in on you about that.
You know what? Even if Mayock wasn't a regular guest, it seems like I get to him bad enough, he might end up just calling.
Yeah, seriously.
He probably will.
Yeah. There's no doubt that's going to happen at least once.
Yes. Yeah, he'll just call. Yes. Yeah.
It's definitely going to happen just once. You're going to say something, somebody's going to tell him about it, he's going to go to the tape. And he's going to call you out again. And why are you out again? Anyway, I just had to get on you a little bit, man. I'll get up here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean it.
All right, Justin. Love you, buddy.
All right, Justin. You didn't whip my pan hide or whatever.
I thought that, you know, I think you guys are arguing different things, personally.
Well, I think generally.
He was stuck a lot on, you said he's a good GM.
Yes, and I don't think, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I do not think when I presented it that I was like, I was not attempting to dismiss how good he is by saying he's a good GM.
Everyone knows that he's a great GM. Like we can...
that was my, when I said that, the point of Tuesday was not me saying he did a bad job in that he is less than what he is. The reason I said he was a good GM was just to couch it by saying, I think he's good at his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not. The fact that I said, and the debate, the semantic debate, when he said that I said he was good, not great, the thing I was trying to clarify is that I did say the word good and I didn't say the word great. What I didn't say is he's good, not great, which I think means something different than me just saying he's a good GM. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I didn't come on and say, how is good? He's not great. That's not, that wasn't the point of what I was saying. But the point of what I was saying is he could be excellent at his job or whatever word you choose to use and acknowledge that this year is not his best work. That was the point of it. I wasn't trying to say he's not good.
Well, and the other thing that happens is you may start off with your statement or what have you, but once we start talking
going back and forth,
now other things are, you know what I mean? Like, and then somebody has only heard part of that.
Yes.
And I think what Mike was, he took away from it was that people were praising Howie and you thought that they were wrong for praising Howie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. And not, again, the praise, he deserves every bit of praise for the success he's had here. My point wasn't that the praise for the success he's had here is wrong. My point is the praise for this year was wrong.
This offseason, yes.
That's all. That's all. I love Mayock.
Yeah.
Something else, man. The
add somebody else to your list. Add Mayock to the list.
Mayock to the list. But Mayock will stick around.
Yeah, he'll hang in there.
He does let me fire back. He did have enough of it.
Yeah, he did it. He definitely had enough of it.
Yeah.
And then he came back for more at the end.
Came back for more.
And he asked if you were okay.
Yes.
Which I appreciate.
Yes. I was fine. I needed to handle the Green Bay part.
Because
I needed to shut up at that point because I wasn't going to be able to ask about Green Bay.
I didn't even know where the hell to go next with that one. Yeah. I knew you weren't ready to talk X's and O's at that point.
No. I had questions about Green Bay. I had questions about Jair Alexander. I had questions about this short little center.
Willie Lampkin.
Yeah. I want to talk about what a brilliant job it is to bring in Willie Lampkin by the brilliant GM, Howie Roseman.
Best move of the year.
Oh, man. It's just Howie Roseman is playing chess. Everybody else is playing checkers. Keely Ringo. Dory Jackson. All right.
Those are hard to overcome.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Good to see overcompensating Spike was back again today with a 232 puck when he was breaking down his cadence. Mark in Monco.
Wow.
I always think that about Tupac's cadence.
Yeah.
What am I overcompensating for?
Yeah, well, I don't want to go into what that implies. Yeah.
I like whatever.
I know.
This guy is so dumb. Mike Mayock slamming the radio when he checks in during the week.
Wow.
Yep. He mostly thinks I'm disrespectful.
Yes.
It's
yes.
less about me being dumb.
Yes.
I think he thinks I'm disrespectful.
Yeah. More importantly, doesn't think you have the right to be disrespectful.
Right. Yep. It's my job to be disrespectful. Yeah. Speaking of disrespectful, just this per TMZ, Antonio Brown extradited from Dubai because he's in custody for attempted murder in the United States.
Yeah.
So there you go. I wonder if he was in Dubai with Michkov.
I don't know.
Yeah. What's next?
Ike? Bueller? Ike? The audience waiting for him to chime in on Spike versus Mayock.
No, I couldn't get in there, man.
Yep.
I couldn't get in there.
Well, Ike knows when those things are happening. One thing we both know, we learned this with Elliot, is when one of us is cooking with somebody, you let it go. You let it cook.
And Spike's a big boy.
Yeah,
he can handle himself.
Yes.
I was actually worried about Mayock, honestly. Yeah.
No, he's clearly a big boy, too.
He handled himself, too.
Yeah, what's next?
You know, I can't really think of anything I'm obsessed with. Broads poking his Spike voodoo doll.
I'm always looking in the rearview mirror and when I'm driving, thinking Broads is behind me.
Yep. Yeah.
When I'm on my walk in the morning, I'm looking behind me.
And he's down and he lives down in that area.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he could swerve off. Oh, I'm so sorry, officer.
Yep. Oops.
I was swerving to hit a puppy.
Yeah.
Spike would have wanted it this way.
Yeah. I like the new Broads bit.
Yeah. What's next?
Can you guys believe it? Muggsy Bogues. He's 6'2".
Ike in the studio, still spreading fake news.
What?
You say DK is 5'10".
I still believe he's 5'10". He's not?
No.
Dude, do you know what 5'10 is?
Well, you have him stand next to me.
No, I'm 6'3". I haven't been 5'10 since maybe ninth grade.
I know.
I'm 5'11".
Okay.
So there's no way I'm only an inch taller than
DK. He's got
DK.
At least a head on yes. TK.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think TK, does he even come up to your shoulders?
I usually can't.
He's not that short.
Dude, he might be.
I can't see him when he walks into the studio. I got to move one of the chairs. What's next?
Wow, TK is catching it.
Yeah, make it rain. Bam, touching your Aunt Nancy's wrist at the local bingo night.
You see the movie Ray?
I did not see Ray.
Jamie Foxx?
I did not see that.
So you know he's playing Ray Charles.
Yep.
So that's how I know about the wrist thing, because that's what Jamie did in the movie.
Hopefully all Bam is doing is touching the wrist. There are rules.
Well, he's blind. He gets to, he certainly is going to get a free one.
Yeah.
Well, my bad. When they see him coming in with that stick in his hand.
Yeah. You know he's playing dumb too. He's like, oh, that's only $1? I thought it was 100. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yep.
His money.
Yeah.
How does he know?
There's got to be some kind of a system, right?
There's no braille.
On the money? No. There's no braille on the money. No.
How does he know?
Well, this is our hour with Ben.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a lot to get through.
Yes. Yeah. It's got to be after football season. Late February, I have Bam in here.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a show.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
Jack, what's coming up on Fritz at 6?
Well, as long as I can go.
Flu game, Jack.
Yeah, we'll see how it sounds.
Yeah.
You know. No, did the Phillies need to re-sign Kyle Schwarber?
Nope.
215.
215. So that's next. We will be with you tomorrow for a different sort of Football Friday, in that the football's not until Monday for the Eagles. But we'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place. We thank you so much for listening and ask you to remember that deodorant is the thief of joy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.